As college basketball is wrapping up, the baseball season is just getting underway. And Major League Baseball appears to like opening day so much that it's holding a whole bunch of them this spring. The regular season actually began at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday in Tokyo. The first game in North America is set for Sunday night in Baltimore. And President Bush is scheduled to throw out the ceremonial first pitch on Tuesday in St. Louis, though it will technically be a nearly week-old season by then. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks with us most Fridays, and he's here right now. Stefan, the New York Yankees and Tampa Bay Devil Rays played two games in Japan this week while most Americans were quiet at sleep. Why did they do this?
Because the international market is what every sports league needs to tap into. Japan accounts for around 40% of Major League Baseball's international revenue. There's a big ad agency there, Dentsu, that's paying $275 million to broadcast Major League games in Japan. Japanese baseball paid a lot of money to MLB to bring the Yankees and Devil Rays over there to start the season. And, of course, we've had a lot of Japanese players now in the big leagues.
Those games didn't exactly do much for the audience back home, though.
No, they were telecast on an ESPN station. The first game was seen by about 236,000 households, plus a similar amount on the Yankees cable network up in New York. But Major League Baseball feels it's worth the sacrifice to the fans at home, and now they can pretend that the real season starts on Sunday night.
I'm trying to imagine who lives in those 200,000 households.
Diehard fans.
Yes. Spring training, of course, was clouded by the debate over the use of steroids by big league players. Several players were named in connection with a grand jury investigation of the sports drug lab in San Francisco. What's the likely impact of this controversy on this season?
Well, it's hard to quantify how much fans are going to care. Preseason ticket sales are at record levels, so you might argue that people love the game no matter what the owners or the players do to harm it. On the other hand, how much does management and do the players want to push that? It's been fairly quiet the last few weeks on steroids, but if this grand jury returns indictments against actual players, which they haven't done, that'll put the story back on page one and potentially, I think, tarnish the season.
Stefan, the fans, though, have good reason to be suspicious. I mean, a significant percent of the big league players tested positive for steroid use.
Yeah, 5 to 7%, and that triggered unannounced testing of players this year. We've seen and read a lot about players coming into spring training slimmer, maybe because they stopped taking steroids. Players also know, though, that they can test positive one more time before their names are made public and they suffer some penalties. But player agents I've talked to say that the issue is really dividing teams. Players who have never used performance-enhancing drugs are tired of competing against the ones who do, and they also recognize that the story is affecting the perception of the game, the integrity of the game. I think we're going to see baseball's players union and management redo their drug testing program, make it stricter and more comprehensive.
Are the two sides talking?
They are. The testing program is part of collective bargaining, and that agreement runs through 2006. So while there is no requirement to change it now, there is a lot of pressure on the union to reach some accommodation to enact some tougher standards, especially because the players are getting their feelings out there and known. It's also worth noting that Major League Baseball and its union are close to reaching an agreement on Olympic-like testing standards so that baseball can hold an international World Cup.
Can we turn to the field for just a moment? The Florida Marlins won the World Series last year. Any chance they might repeat as champions?
No, not a large chance. They've kept their payroll pretty much the same, and they allowed some key players to leave, including Pudge Rodriguez, the popular catcher. So I don't think you're going to be seeing them next October.
Who's your team?
Well, I like the Yankees, as always, and the Red Sox in the American League. In the National League, though, the Chicago Cubs have the best pitching, arguably, in baseball. Perhaps for the first time since 1908, Chicago can celebrate a World Series championship.
They still have that curse to deal with, though.
They do.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.